Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. We will definitely be open this weekend. I personally won't be here, but someone will be. Unless the weather's especially nice.
Oh, it's miserable.
Yes, ma'am. I don't mean in here, I mean out there. Sorry for the interruption.
Yeah, yeah, but we speed this up a little. I got a job to get back to.
Address?
Hotel Greenwich, room 325. You know this is entrapment what you cops did.
Birth date?
February 12th, post-war.
1920...
43! Listen, I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was just talking to him.
What'd you ask him for $60 for?
On a whim.
Hey, what time you got, fish?
4:45.
Oh, man, I want to get home fast tonight.
Aren't you lucky?
You see, I'm taking this very, very special young lady to the theater tonight. I had to pay a scalper $75 for the tickets, you know, because she really, man, she's dying to see the show, you know. But I figured it'd be worth it, you know, just to get our relationship started off on the right track. I'm hoping she'll be grateful all weekend, you know what I mean?
You must be telling me all this because there's no one else available.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Harris.
Yeah, Barney.
Do me a favor. Can you find the criminal procedures code and would you file this for me?
Sure, right away, Barney.
Would you do something about the way you look?
Me? What's the matter with me?
You're kempt, Harris. It's 90 degrees. The rest of us are wrinkled, dripping wet. You're making us look bad.
I'll try, Barney, but you're making it pretty rough.
Get over here.
Hey, come on, give me a break. I think I'm having a stroke.
Yeah, right.
What do we got here?
My name is Philip Dupree. I tried to rip off a warehouse over by the river.
I wasn't stealing. I didn't feel good. I was just looking for a place to lie down.
Yeah, I was breaking into a box of radios.
I was getting some Excelsior to make a bed.
I tried to jump in the river.
I know this man may have saved your life.
Why, I can swim.
In that river, you don't drown, you dissolve.
That's the only ID he had on him.
Passport?
Is it always as hot in here?
No, it usually cools down around the middle of November.
Can I get something cold? I'm burning up.
Hold on. Thailand? Hong Kong? Pakistan? Ethiopia? Hmm? Monaco? You really get around, Mr. Dupree. I envy you.
Yeah, well, I don't like to be tied down, you know, trapped in one place. I gotta be free. Like an eagle. You know what I mean?
You talking to me?
Hey, Dupree, what's your address?
Oh, various.
Your last address?
27 Che Guevara Plaza, Luanda, Angola. Third floor rear.
Yeah, try this.
Coffee?
If you're gonna cool off, you drink something hot. It's physics. Where'd you learn that? It was on the back of a jar of coffee.
Fish.
Yeah.
Give me a hand with these precinct reports. I want to get out of here early tonight.
Well, you got something special planned for tonight?
As soon as I get home and pack, Liz and I are off to this little hotel, South Shore of Jersey. Just the two of us, a couple of days.
Sounds very nice.
Mm. How about you and Bernice? Got some plans?
Yeah, she's got hers and I got mine.
Okay, Dupree. Come on, your feet. Come on.
All right. Yeah, I don't feel so...
Won't you get a doctor? Give me his coat.
It was a fresh pot.
I'm burning up.
What do you say, Doc?
He's running almost 104. Needs some cold compresses.
We've got some towels, don't we?
We had one, but the nap wore off 4 years ago.
It'll do fine. Get it.
No good. We threw it away. Some crack.
Bring anything. Rags, paper towels, cold water.
Hey, listen. You run this place. Can't you help
me? Not now, please. Not now.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Hey, when can I get out of here? My time is valuable.
As is ours.
Not like hers.
Listen, can't you finish writing me up?
Sorry, we work on commission.
You got a sense of humor. That always turns a woman on. How long you been a cop?
I was the first.
But I'm telling you, it's all right.
I don't like this place.
Well, he helped us the last time, didn't he?
Yes, but he didn't enjoy it.
I'm handsome.
Oh, God, we've walked in on a purge.
What can we do for you?
May we see Captain Miller?
He's busy. He'll be right with you.
Why don't we come back sometime when he isn't working?
Has there been an accident?
And not that we've seen anything.
You mean him? No. He just sort of collapsed.
I've heard of that.
He's running a fever. Doctor's having a look at him.
Tension.
All right. Don't make the cows put a knife on a pair of socks in my locker.
It's a mess, sir.
Well, you might as well finish booking him and make out a transfer sheet just in case we have to send him to the hospital.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, Marty.
Hello, Captain. Mr. Driscoll and I would like a few moments of your time. You remember Mr. Driscoll?
Driscoll?
Captain Miller. Detective Wojciechowicz.
Oh, yeah. Hi, how are you doing?
Just the same. You haven't changed.
I haven't changed.
I ain't never gonna change.
Could we see you in your office, Captain?
Certainly. Buddy, how do you get an outside line here?
Dial 9. Doc, what do you think he's got?
Thank you. I'm going to need a large piece of cardboard.
What for?
And a marking pen.
Why? What are you going to do?
With a big, wide point.
What do you need a cardboard and a marking pen for?
I don't know. I ain't a doctor.
Supreme Court upholds anti-gay statutes.
9 old men who dress up in black robes and they say we're peculiar.
Refers to states' rights. Yes, I'm familiar with this decision. What about it?
We want to go to California.
San Francisco, actually.
Darryl used to live there. The gay community is prominently represented in industry and business, city government, the police force.
Just like everywhere else.
But the law is fair and sophisticated. We have been accepted in California.
There's still a few hostile areas. Fresno, San Clemente.
Okay, if you think you'd be happier in California, by all means. Goodbye and good luck.
Well, there's only one trouble. I'm still on probation for shoplifting.
Spoken to your probation officer for permission to leave?
Well, I was hoping you'd speak to him first. I need someone for a character reference.
Character? Me? Marty, I've had you arrested 6 times.
I need someone who's known me for 2 years.
You'd be quarantined.
Quarantined? What for?
I don't know. The doctor's putting a sign up right now.
Hey, the bail ticket is on its way over. I want to get out of here.
Not now. Have some more of these made up and put them at every entrance on this floor.
Look, what have we got?
Well, I'm not sure yet.
Well, what do you suspect?
Well, according to the symptoms, other indications could be one of 2 things. Chicken pox or smallpox.
Smallpox?
Smallpox. Oh, God, I already have a bad complexion.
Does that mean we got to stay here all night?
What?
You mean we can't go home?
Don't get excited until we know that it's true.
That's exactly the situation. Till we know what we're dealing with, no one goes in or out of this room.
Oh, man. You people and your flimsy constitutions.
But we
can't all sleep up here. We'll be jammed together like sardines.
Barn, I can't stay cooped up here all night. Can't we just wash and sneak out the back way here?
Just relax. Just take it easy. Everybody take it easy. There's nothing we can do about this, so let's just get organized and try and make it a little more comfortable for everyone. Get Kogan on the phone, tell him nobody comes in or out, and tell him downstairs in the storeroom there are some cots. We'll need blankets and pillows. Have them stack it outside the door. Tell them we'll need it for 3, 6, there'll be 8 of us.
What? Hi, Bonnie. Come on.
What is this, some kind of joke?
9.
Bernice, it's by order of the health department. What can I do? I'll come home when they lift the quarantine. Yes, Bernice, I realize this is the first time since we're married we've slept apart. The change will do us both good.
Look, I don't seem to be getting through to you. I got a lot of precincts out there to worry about, and I ain't been in here long enough to catch a cold.
Excuse me, Captain. Yeah. Where else could this man have come in close contact with anyone?
Bojo, now what'd you do with Dupree from the minute you picked him up?
I put him in the car.
Were you alone?
No, two uniforms.
And then?
I brought him right here. Brought him in. We booked him downstairs. Took him to get mug shots, fingerprints.
He's been throughout the building.
Well, you say if you're gonna do something, right. Do it right. Nothing half.
Right.
I'm gonna have to quarantine the whole building.
Oh. The whole precinct?
We're not fooling around with athlete's foot here, buddy. We're gonna take Dupree down to the hospital.
Well, what about us? Don't we get any shots, pills?
No.
Advice?
Well, if it turns out to be smallpox and you've been inoculated, you should be okay. If you haven't, it wouldn't help anyway.
Well, I don't know if I've been inoculated. Have you?
Sure, but not since the Army.
That long ago.
There is one more thing.
What's that?
Who's paying for this?
City.
I was afraid of that.
Smallpox. Yeah. Why don't you take a bath once in a while?
Well, look, did she say where she was going? Look, I'm supposed to meet her at the theater tonight at 8 o'clock. Is she coming back? Well, look, if she does, tell her to call me at the 12th, okay? Yeah, thanks. Oh, man, this is blowing my whole weekend, man.
It might be so bad. You play Klabiash? Romana. Oh, Barney.
Ah.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. Kogan's got the stuff out.
Oh, good. Bring it in. Harris, will you give Nick a hand?
Oh, yeah, sure, fine.
Bojo, might as well take a run down to the desk. Have to put up some signs, close the doors, tell them we're temporarily out of business.
All right, Barney.
Hey, are you kidding me? Am I really stuck here for the night?
That's the way it looks. You've been inoculated?
For what?
Smallpox.
Oh, let me check my list.
That's where it goes, huh, Bonnie? Hold on. Get in your office.
Sure.
Excuse me. Well, looks like we're all going to be roughing it here together for the night, huh? Mm. Well, my name's Luger, Frank Luber, Inspector.
Darryl Driscoll.
Driscoll, how you doing? Yeah, a nice sweater.
Well, thank you. Hand crocheted.
Read that again?
I said it's hand crocheted from Italy.
I thought so.
I finally got somebody to feed the dog and put out the lights.
Good. Oh, this is my friend Marty Morrison, Inspector...
Luger, Frank Luger, NYPD.
My pleasure.
Likewise, I'm sure. Excuse me? Marty, where'd you pick up the Lavender Hill mob?
Just visiting?
Yeah. I told him I liked this sweater. Pretty close, huh? In your office, cover me. Italy.
Okay, hang on. Corgan's holding.
Oh, how's it going down there?
A little panic. Nothing serious. He wants to know whether he can have his blankets and cots and pillows back again.
Tell him no.
You sure? There are 80 men down there. They're armed.
There are plenty to go around down there. Besides, we're responsible for the well-being of the civilians in our custody. Something smells like World War II.
Sorry. What are we going to do about food?
Oh, headquarters will probably send something.
They won't.
Bill Grossman's, order enough sandwiches for everybody, something to drink.
That's almost 200 sandwiches.
Okay.
You got any money?
Sign for it.
I'll give him an official police department voucher. That'll fool him.
Nothing for smallpox.
Sorry.
Well, listen, you can't figure on everything.
Hey, man, listen, it's a beautiful show, man. Yeah, I got fantastic seats, and look, all I'm asking is what I paid for the seats. Huh? $75. Hello? Hello?
Cretin.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Polly Capshaw.
How do you do?
What's your name?
Fish.
Fish what?
Philip K. Fish.
You married Phil?
Completely.
I was married, but I didn't like it.
Oh, that's a darn shame.
Yeah, we got a divorce after 5 months.
Well, some of us are more fortunate than others.
Let's everybody grab a pot. Come on. Not that hard. Just get together.
What are we supposed to do?
Find some place where you think it'll be comfortable.
We have. California.
Marty, just think of this as a temporary setback. Put the cot wherever you think it'll fit, okay?
Where?
Anywhere. So you can't go downstairs, it's too crowded. Stay off the stairways and the fire exits, okay?
What about your office?
Only room for one cot plus the couch, and with Inspector Luger here, you know, protocol.
Well, a chacun is son goût.
What kind of a relationship is that, you know, that two men should have each other like that? It's weird, eh? Wouldn't you think they'd try and follow the example set by nice guys like you and me? I mean, you know, we're friends. We're starting filthy about it, right?
Bart?
Excuse me. I found smallpox in the dictionary.
It won't be necessary, Wardjob.
Why? Smallpox. An acute, highly contagious, sometimes fatal disease caused by a virus and characterized by an inflammatory fever and the eruption of deep-seated pustules that leave permanent scars.
Thank you.
Where do you hear what pustules are?
It won't be necessary. I think I'll recognize it when I see him.
Barney says you can die from it.
All right. You must be joking. You can die.
All right, let's just take it easy. Take it easy. Let's not dwell on it. I mean, we don't even know if the man had it. Besides, if you've been inoculated, you're probably safe.
Oh, have we been inoculated?
Well, mine's run out. I haven't been to Europe for 7 years.
Oh. You've been to Europe?
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
What do you think the odds are of a guy who owns smallpox?
Oh, 100 to 1.
See, thing is, Nick, I was all over the guy, you know?
Don't worry about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it appears we're going to be spending the next 24 hours or so in each other's company. Now, it's hot, it's uncomfortable, so let's try to make it as easy as possible on one another.
Let's keep a happy thought. Let's not just sit around staring at one another. Let's try to be constructive. Well, it's a start.
This weekend and every weekend, turn to TV Land for a 48-hour non-stop marathon of one fine show with all the best episodes all weekend long. TV Land Fandemonium Marathon Weekends. Always one thing on.